On Wednesday's front page, GlaxoSmithKline is paying $750 million to settle allegations it sold tainted drugs, including the antidepressant Paxil. Why wait for Election Day? Lobbyists in Washington are already playing up to the Republicans who'll be in charge if the GOP wins control of the House and Senate next week. And a high school in Maine that's recruiting students in China. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. Simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Our top story says the British drug giant GlaxoSmithKline is paying $750 million to settle a whistleblower lawsuit. Regulators say Glaxo sold Paxil it knew was ineffective, along with 20 other drugs that were contaminated. Among them were Avandia and Tagamet. They were all made in a plant in Puerto Rico that Glaxo closed last year. In Washington, lobbyists are not waiting for Election Day. They're working behind the scenes to prepare for a power shift on Capitol Hill. They've been attending fundraisers for Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan, who'll become chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee if the Republicans win a majority next week. Times reporter Eric Lipton says the jockeying started months ago.
Well, the folks who are lined up to lead committees like Natural Resources in the House are much more friendly to industries that are donating money to them. For example, in the Natural Resources Committee, which oversees the offshore oil drilling, the likely chairman, Doc Hastings, Republican from Washington State, is a big defender of the industry and has criticized the moratorium that the Obama administration imposed on oil companies drilling.
Times reporter Eric Lipton. Massive spending by Republican-oriented groups is getting a lot of attention as Election Day approaches, but Wednesday's front page says Democrats generally have a head-to-head financial advantage. In 109 House races that are in play, Democratic candidates have outraised their opponents by more than 30%. Democrats have outspent Republicans in those contests by $40 million. Also on Wednesday's front page, Saudi Arabia's border with Yemen is easy to cross. Authorities say too easy. Al-Qaeda draws recruits from Saudi Arabia where they can cross and recross without being noticed. It's also sent militants across to try to kill Saudi leaders. Now the Saudis have begun a multi-billion dollar project to tighten the border and keep outsiders out. The IRS won't let mothers who are nursing use their tax-sheltered health care accounts to pay for breast pumps. Despite research indicating breast milk is good for babies, the IRS has ruled that breastfeeding does not have enough health benefits to qualify as a form of medical care. The IRS regulations are part of the health care overhaul, which takes effect in January. Stearns High School in Millinocket, Maine, is trying to solve its financial problems by recruiting in China. It's hoping Chinese students will spend $27,000 a year on tuition. Enrollment at Stearns High has been dropping. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. When you have Sync, you can simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. You can also use the controls included in your vehicle's sound system to control most MP3 players. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Inside Wednesday's Times, Indonesian authorities are scrambling to deal with two deadly disasters. A tsunami rolled in late Monday, killing at least 113 people and leaving thousands homeless. The giant wave was set off by a strong undersea earthquake. 800 miles away, on the island of Java, Mount Merapi volcano began spewing clouds of hot ash. At least 10 people were injured there. One infant died of smoke inhalation. You may not have noticed, but in the last few weeks, the supply of Viagra ads and other spam has dropped by an estimated 20%. Thank the Moscow police. They're investigating suspected spam kingpin Igor Gusev. There's just one problem. They didn't get their man. Gusev apparently fled the country. Here in New York, the head of the city's Board of Elections has been fired. This came amid problems with new voting machines and ballots for next week's election. Election officials say the departure of Executive Director George Gonzalez won't affect the voting on Tuesday. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts at nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.